You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for episode 70 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Your Team Diana thing from Great British Baking Challenge?
The Great British Baking Show.
Yes. Yes. On Netflix. Uh-huh. We talked about this last couple weeks.
Right.
I'm not Team Diana. You've totally misinterpreted or mis... you did not spell it out the way it is. So okay. On the show... So we just started watching it last two or three nights. Uh-huh. My wife and I were all over it.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, stop what you're doing right now. Turn on Netflix and watch The Great British Baking Show Season 1.
Season 1.
All the way to episode
4 is the controversial episode.
Okay.
And apparently, it's an ice cream cake challenge.
They also called it a Baked Alaska, which I like that.
A Baked Alaska.
I like the name for an ice cream cake should be Baked Alaska everywhere.
In British it is.
In British it is. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. So I misrepresented what happened.
Okay, so when you first described it to me, because I was like prepping Shelby for this huge thing, which it was a huge thing, but I thought everybody had their own individual refrigerator. Uh-huh. That's not the case.
Okay.
It looked like the refrigerator people were paired off.
Okay.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Because she was sharing the freezer with somebody else.
She was.
She was. Okay. And so, like, the two of them are talking about, like, who's Kate? Whose is this? And she's like, yeah. I don't know. And
uh-huh.
And so...
I might have been out of the room for part of it. So
here's the thing, though, is if everybody had their own individual freezer, then I'm Team Diana.
Right.
Because it's like, that was your freezer, or right. This is your freezer.
Right.
It looked as though they're all paired off in different freezers. Like, right. Everybody is sharing freezer space.
Sure.
But everybody has their own freezer with paired up with someone else.
Her and Sam?
Her and whatever. Someone else.
The guy with the beard.
Ian.
Okay.
I think. Sure. I can't remember.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Anyways, what she did was messed up. I think I would have done something similar, though. I think I would have taken the ice cream out, left it on the counter for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then said, hey, whoever this is in the wrong freezer. Like, just...
Oh, man.
A little bump.
I felt so bad for him. And they didn't factor it in at all. They didn't... I feel like it's not his fault.
He threw his stuff away. They absolutely could have judged everything else.
Except for the ice cream.
Yeah, honestly, it was his time to go anyways. He wasn't going to win.
No, he wasn't going to win, but I just didn't think it was fair. So did you watch the next episode?
Yeah. Well...
I'm just saying, in the next episode, Diana is quote-unquote sick.
Yes.
And she can't be on the show anymore. I think that's the proper British way of saying, we're going to let you out because what you did was pretty messed up, but we're going to say you're sick. There's no way, right? They definitely got rid of her.
Well, I bet the producers, nobody probably even knew what was happening at the time.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, after the fact, they went and reviewed some of the tapes, and they're like, oh my gosh.
This is messed up.
Yeah.
And instead of publicly humiliating her, they
which
said
we would have done
sick.
In the States.
Oh my gosh, it would have been. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That if it was an American show, that would have been like half an episode. They would have totally embarrassed her.
Oh yeah.
But in this show, they said she was sick, and then they did like a little montage of the other people. They're like, oh, we're gonna miss Diana so much. She was such a great person and so much fun to bake with. Yeah. So, yeah.
So yeah, starting off the sports podcast with a baking show,
a British baking show,
a British. Baking show. I actually like the show. I think it's entertaining.
I love the show. Yeah. I'm already on to the second season.
Well, we like to eat.
Sure.
And I like to watch people cook.
Uh-huh.
Which just makes me more hungry.
Yeah.
It makes me want to eat more.
Like when I was a kid, I used to, specifically on Saturdays, I'd watch college basketball. And then whenever it was halftime, I'd run outside and play basketball. During halftime, and then I'd run back in because watching basketball made me want to play basketball.
Right.
I remember doing that multiple times and thinking to myself, you know, I'd play until, you know, halftime was over, and then I'd run back in and catch the second half. I wish that was my life now. I wouldn't be so fat, you know, but unfortunately, it's turned into me watching people bake and thinking to myself, I wonder if we had any pie.
Last night we were watching something. They were doing a bread challenge. And we have a bunch of bread, you know, that we have in our kitchen. And various different loaves and bagels and just all sorts of stuff. So I immediately went to the kitchen and had like four bagels.
Yeah, as you do.
And it was delicious.
They say one bagel is the equivalent of a loaf of bread because it's like so dense.
Yeah, well,
as far as like carbohydrates
or something. So I had four loaves of bread last night.
You pretty much had four, from a like a carbohydrate standpoint, you had four loaves
of bread. So I'm carved up for today's show.
You are carved up. You go run a marathon, my friend. All right.
Well, so on someone, the marathon thing, one of my friends is getting ready to run a marathon. And she wrote, you know, this weekend, going to run a marathon, it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm. Something like that. You know, that was the caption. And so my response was, you misspelled the word nightmare.
Yeah.
You accidentally spelled it as fun.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite jokes right now.
Yeah, I've seen you use that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You misspelled the word nightmare.
Uh-huh.
You actually spelled it as fun.
Well, for her, it probably is going to be
fun. How fun is running a marathon? Now, Barkley Marathon is different. It's challenge. It's like obstacles, and you got to do things in the process. Straight up on the street running for like 5 hours, that's not fun.
For some people, I think it is.
No, it is not fun. I don't care what you're doing. It's not fun.
If I could do it, I think it would be fun. I think the reason it's not fun for me right now is because I'm horribly out of shape.
How far could you run right now?
Without stopping?
Yeah. Like without like having to slow down or like not full speed sprint. But if you're just going to go out and jog right now, how far could you jog?
I think I could continue. It just depends on your definition of running. You know, anywhere from a half mile to a mile before I'd be like, all right, I got to stop and walk.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the same. I have no idea.
It just depends on how fast I'm going, obviously.
Well, lately, you and I have been playing basketball at the Y. And
yeah.
About halfway through, I'm stopping and talking because I need a minute to breathe.
Right, yeah.
And we're not even playing that hard.
Not really at all. What we want to do is we want to show up at the Y and dominate the pickleball league. That's the overall plan, right?
That's eventually we will dominate the pickleball
league. Didn't know what pickleball was till I showed up to the Y, and at the local they have a pickleball league.
Yeah.
And I was watching a little bit of it. I'd say the youngest person in the pickleball league was probably
65?
65, yeah. 65 is young,
yeah. Right?
So I see us getting on a doubles.
Oh yeah.
You know, and just dominating.
Yeah.
Ethel, you know.
Co-ed senior pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to. It's, yeah. So, yeah, we've been playing basketball, and I'm going to beat you next time.
Well, you haven't done it yet. I don't know. I don't know why you would expect anything different.
Johnny Meadows is going to show up one day and play with us, he says.
That's not going to be fun.
No.
He's, I've never played ball with him.
Yeah.
He strikes me as being in shape.
Well, yes, he's in shape, and I think, and he's taller than both of us too,
yeah.
Which helps.
So he could probably jump higher.
Oh, absolutely.
He could probably run faster.
Now, maybe in our heyday, we were a better basketball player than
him. I guarantee you, I was.
Okay, but the heyday ain't today.
No,
no.
Heyday was 25 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, nobody wants to hear about that. Currently, in the world of sports, there's not a ton happening. I mean, obviously, March Madness is the big thing, but we already broke that down. We told you everything you already need to know about it. So we told you that the winner is going to be, who do we say?
Kentucky.
I just did another one last night, and I picked Kansas. I filled one out with my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't figure out until the very last section of the bracket that the better team has the lower number.
Okay.
She wasn't even looking at the numbers.
Right.
And then we started, like, North Carolina was the last one we did. She's like, wait a minute. What's those numbers mean? I was like, well, the lower the number, the higher the team is ranked. So the better they are. She's like, oh. So that bracket is all chalk, you know?
Yeah.
She just was looking at the numbers. So she didn't know that earlier.
Right.
So earlier, she's picking, like, you know, number ones to lose and,
yeah.
You know, 14 seeds to go all the way, stuff like that.
And that's why Nancy wins the office bracket.
It's mass chaos for three brackets,
right?
And the last one's 100% straight chalk.
But at that point, you've got like a 4 seed coming out, right?
Chalk?
Halfway through the bracket, if she has like random ones losing.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then from that point on, like if number 4 is your highest seed,
right.
4 wins out.
Yeah.
Right?
No, because that time we had taken 3 teams to the final 4 already.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. You did per bracket.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Not too much to talk about because let's face it, we're not breaking down these teams. You and I have not watched these teams.
Right. No.
Pretend that we know.
Well, the March Madness special was about as big of a breakdown as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Now, come Final Four, we could break down those teams.
I know Syracuse plays a zone.
Well, they did in 1994.
They still do today.
Yeah.
I also know they're not in the tournament, so it's not applicable. But there actually have been some things happening in the NFL that we did want to kind of break down. Of all the things that have happened so far, you got Brandon Cooks going to the Patriots.
That's big.
Eddie Lacy going to the Seahawks.
Not so big.
Brandon Marshall going to the Giants.
That's a pretty big deal.
Osweiler going to the Browns.
Yeah.
Pryor going to the Redskins.
It could be good.
Okay. And what do we get? DeSean Jackson going to the Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, I like DeSean Jackson. He's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sold on the Bucks.
Yeah, me neither. So which one of those things seems like the biggest deal?
Cooks
to the Patriots?
I don't think it's going to be a Randy Moss situation where they score like 35 touchdowns together. But yeah. That is going to stretch that. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Brady has someone right now to go over the top with.
Is Brooks an over-the-top guy?
Yes.
Brooks. I mean, Cooks?
Yes.
I thought he was more of a...
I don't think so.
Route runner.
He's fast. He's really, really fast.
Yeah, I know he's really fast.
That's what I'm saying. He's gonna be the guy to go deep, opening up those holes for Edelman and you know, those other little white guys.
And Gronk should be back now. Martellus Bennett is gone, so they don't have Bennett anymore.
They signed another tight end. I can't remember who it is now, but
it doesn't
matter.
The
replacement is equal. He's actually younger than Bennett, and physical dimension about the same. Like he's same height, weight.
It's pretty much plug and play for them.
Pretty
much. So you feel like Brandon Cooks takes them to the next level?
I mean, next level past the Super Bowl?
I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think next year they have just as good of a chance as winning it as any other team.
Yeah. Well, they probably have a better chance than it, many other teams.
Yeah. I think they're the favorite as of right now. The draft will tell us some things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some free agency stuff that needs to happen.
Yeah. I mean, where Romo's going to go is still up for grabs, and seemed like there was maybe one other player that we're still not sure about. We don't know where Cutler's going to go. That doesn't matter.
No. My one thought was, because Brandon Marshall went to the Giants. I'm a big Brandon Marshall fan. I think he's better than what most people think. I think he was on a Jets team that never really had a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of got lost in the shuffle of wide receivers. If I'm Denver, I try to bring back the old days. And I sign Brandon Marshall, and I bring back Cutler.
Well, Brandon Marshall just signed with the Giants.
I know, it's too late now.
Oh.
But as of 2 weeks ago,
that
could have happened. Cutler and Marshall together were really good.
So does that mean you have Marshall and Odell Beckham and Victor Cruz?
Yeah, Victor Cruz isn't what he... Beckham and Marshall together are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a great combination.
Yeah. And Eli Manning, I don't know. What do you feel? Like, what's your... If you had to rank him, is he a top 10 quarterback?
Well, I was thinking thirds. Top third, middle third, bottom third.
So you call him middle third, probably.
Well, he could be top third. There's 32 teams in the league divided by 3 is 10,
so basically 10. 10, 10, and 10.
10, 10, and 10.
For the most part.
I think he's a top 10.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Drew Brees.
Boy, we're going to show our
that's it.
Ignorance. Those are the it. Only that's two the that it. Are better than Eli.
I don't know. There's a lot of guys that are in the middle. And they're, you know, you're... are you pulling up a list?
Yeah.
Because
why don't you BS for a minute?
Well, football season's over.
Yeah.
And waiting for you to pull.
Oh, you're just
the
still
list.
No. Well, it's tough because they
oh
want to pull.
Just Google current NFL quarterbacks.
Shut up. Current NFL QBs.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm gonna name the point of this is that I'm gonna name 10 quarterbacks that are better than Eli Manning.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Equal.
Okay, that's fine. Russell Wilson.
No.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
No. I'm not a Cam Newton fan. And this year he showed his true colors. 2 years ago, everybody thought he was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I think he's somewhere in the middle. Okay. He wasn't as good as he was the year before, and he wasn't as bad as he was this year.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
Better.
Derek Carr is better.
I don't know. It doesn't have the track record.
Well, no. But
I mean, you look at the careers, Eli Manning's career
well, sure,
is way better.
Yeah, but Derek, if you had to choose right now whether
well, that's a whole different combination. Carr's younger.
That's the exact conversation we're having, actually.
The conversation is this year, you have a team prepped to win.
Yeah, I'll
would
take
you rather
Derek
Eli
Carr.
Or Derek Carr?
I'll take Derek Carr.
I'd take Eli.
Matt Ryan. Better.
See, this is the tricky part.
Matt Ryan's better than Eli Manning.
Who has more Super Bowls?
Because he's played on great defensive teams.
I don't know. Who else you got?
Carson Wentz.
No.
Phillip Rivers?
No.
Andrew Luck?
No.
Carson Palmer?
No.
Dak?
No.
Matthew Stafford's better.
No. Are you kidding me?
He's
no.
He's good at throwing the football. Andy Dalton.
No.
Jameis Winston.
No.
Alex Smith.
No.
Joe Flacco.
No.
Ryan Tannehill.
No.
Eli Manning.
Yes.
They're very similar.
They're equal. It's on par.
Blake Bortles.
No.
Marcus Mariota.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Trevor Siemian.
No.
Brian Hoyer.
No.
Brock Osweiler,
no.
Cody Kessler,
no.
Case Keenum,
no.
Blaine Gabbert.
No.
Okay, so he's a top 10 quarterback.
He is a top 10 quarterback.
Tony
without
Romo.
A doubt.
Tony Romo.
They're uneven. They're even with each other.
Okay.
But I think Manning's better.
You think Manning's better than Romo?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's also delivered. Romo hasn't delivered.
Romo hasn't had the defenses. That
no,
Eli's
I understand
had.
That. Eli, I think Eli's better than what you think. And it's not just because his last name's Manning. He's won 2 Super Bowls.
Apparently Cooper Manning was the best of all of them. That's the legend.
Yeah,
but then
well,
he got injured.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Well, so there you go. Also, the Osweiler to the Browns thing, right? I immediately started cracking up. Laughing when I saw Osweiler to the Browns.
Browns trade for Brock Osweiler.
I was like, yes, yeah. That's like a perfect Browns thing. That's hilarious, you know? That they made like 2 good deals, and now they think all we need is our quarterback, and we're going to bring in Osweiler. But turns out my initial reaction was wrong. They have no intention of keeping him. They just basically paid $17 for a second-round draft.
$17.
Million dollars.
$17 million. A little bit different
yes.
there.
$17 million for a second-round draft pick, which maybe is overpaying, but when you have $100 million in cap space, you got to spend it on something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what – it'd be interesting to look at what a pick is worth.
Yeah.
Like, how much is a second pick worth? How much is a third pick?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know if there's a way – if anybody's ever broke that down, but there is somewhere a certain pick is worth a certain amount. You know? I mean, it's all – it's all in there somewhere.
Yeah, but it's relative, too. When you have more money, you can be a little looser with it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to spend it on something. So, I don't know. I don't look at the draft this year. There are always guys that are coming out that you just don't know about, you know. So
well, there's a lot of guys that get drafted second, third, fourth round that right. end up don't even making the team.
Which
they don't even make the team. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of guys that get drafted third, fourth, fifth round that end up being Pro Bowlers.
Right.
So, I think what I've said from the beginning, what the Browns should do is just compile draft picks.
Yes.
It increases your percentage chance of getting somebody
yeah.
good.
Well, if 50% of your picks pan out,
yeah.
you just need more picks.
Yeah, you just need more picks.
So, yeah.
So just get more picks. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And if it were me, I would get more picks and I would sign I would be looking for offensive linemen.
Well, they've spent $100 million on their offensive line.
Yeah.
They picked up two new free agent offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And they re-signed one of their guys. And they still have Joe Thomas.
Right.
So they've got four offensive linemen at this point that are really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're like elite. They're not elite, but they're dropped, really, really good.
They dropped RG3.
Yeah.
Who's playing quarterback for them?
Three games.
I'm saying who's going to play quarterback for them this year?
Brock Osweiler.
No, they're going to get rid of him.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
I don't know. This is not the year for them to say, this is the year that we're going to make a push.
So don't bring in a guy that you like. Let Osweiler get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for good offensive linemen, I think they're going to be okay. They're going to win more than one game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my definition okay for the Browns.
To win more than one game?
To win more
really
than one game.
Should have gone 0-16 last year.
Yeah. They got lucky.
Yeah. That's hilarious. And I remember that last game against the Steelers was so funny.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they were going to win. Like,
which
oh.
was going to blow their chances at a first-round pick, possibly.
Exactly.
The first pick overall.
The first pick. And I don't even think the first pick is like a defensive lineman that everybody likes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would not – if I'm the Browns, do not waste – and I'm convinced, never, ever, ever waste a first-round pick on a quarterback, ever. Not unless there's a pure, like –
Like, who's the last guy that you, Andrew Luck, that you would have?
I don't know.
He seemed like a can't-miss guy.
He seemed, but even now, he's not that great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
But you could get that same guy in the third or fourth round, or you can go sign a free agent right now.
Right.
Like, listen, I know Cutler's not a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But he's serviceable. He's in the middle of the league somewhere.
Yeah.
You could go get a Cutler if you're the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... I would rather have a Cutler over an unknown commodity that is coming out of the college system that you don't have no idea what he's like.
You don't have no idea what he's like.
You don't have no idea what he's like.
Yeah, I guess. And as a Bengals fan, I'm just a tortured Andy Dalton fan. And I mean, as a Browns fan, you probably would look at Andy Dalton.
Oh, I love Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
You know?
As a Bengals fan, it's not so great.
Yeah. As a Browns fan, I think every team has a better quarterback situation than the Browns.
Yeah.
Like, over the last decade.
Yeah.
The Browns have had, like, 32 different starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
In the last decade.
And you hang on to Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. You have to.
Right?
Yeah, that's Wolverine.
That's Hugh. Wait a minute. No. Is Hugh Jackman Wolverine? Who's the guy I'm thinking? What's his name? Hugh Jackson. What's the Browns? It's early in the morning, people.
It's really early. And the time just changed. So it's like basically 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me off is the time change.
Yeah.
Jeez. Hugh Jackman.
That's Wolverine.
Yeah, that's Wolverine. Hugh Jackson. Well, because also when I said I'm like, no, it's right. Hugh Jackman. But it's not.
No, that's Wolverine.
But Hugh Jackson's pretty close. How come nobody's ever put that together?
There has nobody's to ever be, done a podcast at 5 in the morning before.
There has to be a picture of Hugh Jackson with, like, mutton chops on Facebook,
and
right?
And claws for hands.
Yeah. I'm gonna Google Hugh Jackson Wolverine.
Google's going to say, did you mean?
Hugh Jackman Wolverine. Oh, no, that's Hugh Jackman Wolverine. Yeah, it'll be like, did you mean? Yeah. Yeah, it's showing results for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
No, I want Hugh Jackson Wolverine. Somebody has to have done it somewhere. Hey, there it is. Hugh Jackman with his, he's got the, what do they call them? The
claws.
The claws coming out. Yeah. It's too close.
There, look at that one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's perfect podcast. Hey, look at that one.
Yeah, right.
Look at that one. Oh, look at that one.
Hey, guys, we're looking at another one that's making us laugh. All right.
Go home and look that up. Get your phone out and Google
Hugh Jackson Wolverine. Now, you're going to have to...
Not Hugh Jackman.
Now, you're going to have to tell Google that you actually mean Hugh Jackson because they're going to be confused. But yeah, Hugh Jackson will. Okay, so but either way, you hang on to Hugh Jackson.
If I'm Michigan, when Harbaugh retires, you got to go after Hugh Jackson, right? Michigan Wolverines, Hugh Jackson.
Okay. I thought we were on a serious point. No, yeah, I guess yeah.
You, right? You have to. Mm-hmm. You basically have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, there you go. So a couple other things to talk about.
Okay, right, real quick. Well, yeah. I have this thought. Could you see a scenario where a team hires an actor to be a head coach?
Like Denzel Washington?
Yes. To go in there and give like halftime speeches, pregame speeches.
You'd have to have
like assistant coaches, like really, really smart
assistant
coaches.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to have
offensive coordinator, defensive coordinators.
That their job is solely
X's and O's.
That they take care of completely, take care of the defense. The other one completely takes care of the offense.
I've seen some really good like inspirational speakers.
Yeah,
like they're on YouTube. They're all over the place.
Like what? Like Tony Robbins is your head football coach.
Yeah,
and his only job is to inspire.
What's the one guy?
Zig Ziglar.
Yeah. Bring in Zig Ziglar, you know, this positive, inspirational, you can do anything.
And he just shows up to meetings every once in a while and encourages people.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Would that work?
Yes. I think it would. I do. As long as the offensive coordinator, he would call every offensive play, and in that person, whoever the head coach is, be like, hey, this is all on you. I'm completely giving you – I'm not making any football decisions.
He's not micromanaging.
No, I'm not micromanaging. I'm empowering you to make all of these decisions.
Yeah. You go get the best offensive and defensive coordinator there is.
And then he just inspires people.
Inspires them, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, listen. There are teams out there who have been in the bottom third of the league for the last decade,
right,
like the Browns.
Okay, so who's the best – Who's the best guy that's going to – it's got to be Denzel, right? I think Denzel could get you fired up more than anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of different guys that could.
I'm thinking of famous, inspiring speeches. I'm thinking Gladiator. I'm thinking Braveheart.
Yeah. So you get Mel Gibson. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know.
I don't know.
Maybe not today. But yeah, no, this is good.
So I like this. I like this. We need to piece this together for a further episode.
There's no reason it can't work.
Yeah, we need to have a celebrity coach draft.
Okay, celebrity coach draft.
Where it's like, who would you want to coach? You get five guys.
Yeah.
To coach your team, they don't have to know anything about sports.
Right. What if you just said, hey, during the off season, LeBron, we want you to be our head football coach.
I don't think that would work.
They all look up to LeBron. Everybody loves LeBron.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
He can't even fire up his own team.
Yes, he can. He does the powder in the air, and he does the push down thing.
No.
And
no, he's not. You need an outside influence.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to go with Denzel as my number one pick right now.
That's a good one. Okay. We'll discuss that later.
All right. Something else we have to discuss. We're almost out of time. But LeVar Ball...
Yeah.
Father of Lonzo Ball, and then he's got two other sons that are playing high school basketball.
We don't know their name.
But and Lonzo Ball is going to go into the NBA draft. He'll be one of the first five picks this year. And LeVar Ball has already said stuff like, he's better than Stephen Curry already.
Right.
He recently just said that he could beat, in his heyday, he could have beaten Michael Jordan in one-on-one.
He might have been a really good one-on-one.
This guy's the worst, okay? I won't hear anything other. First of all, he wants a $1 billion shoe contract for all three of his sons.
Hey, you know, I mean, that could pay off. It's a value pick because he's got three sons.
Okay.
That's not just one player. That's three players.
Here's everything wrong with the Ball. First of all, you can't say that. That's putting crazy, unrealistic expectations.
This is America. You can say whatever you want.
On your son. And this is his wording. Quote, $1 billion. It has to be there. That's our number. $1 billion. Straight out of the gate. And you don't even have to give it to me all up front. Give us $100 million over 10 years. He said you don't have to give it to me all up front. LeVar, your sons are the ones that are playing.
He's their
not
agent.
You.
He's their agent.
Yeah, this is messed up. And all three of his kids, mark my words, are going to be crazy, and they're not going to be great NBA basketball players. Because the moment they're out of, they're going to go do whatever they want to do instead of play basketball for 10 hours a day, which he's obviously been making them do for their entire lives.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well. It never ends well. This never ends well.
What if they are that good?
I'm saying
if UCLA wins the championship this year,
I don't care.
And Ball drains the game-winning shot.
Sure. Yes, but what I'm saying is once he's got some more freedom and he's away from dad, he's gonna start living life probably like he's never got to before because his dad's been, you know, putting his thumb down on him his entire life, making him be this great basketball player, not for his own sake, not for his kid's sake, but for his own.
Which do you think is a more ridiculous statement? That they deserve a billion dollar
uh-huh.
shoe contract, yeah. or he could have beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1.
Well, I suppose if the statement is I could have beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1, then the more ridiculous statement is the $1 billion, because then potentially you said, yeah, I could have beaten him. Like if we played 100 times, one of those times I could have beaten him, you know. But to say, like, if the statement is, like, I definitely would have beat him.
Yeah.
I don't know. The statistics, they looked up this. He did play college basketball.
Right.
He played one season for Washington State.
Yeah.
That college basketball powerhouse, Washington yes. State. He averaged 2.2 points a game.
Okay.
He left to get more playing time, and nobody gave it to him.
Yeah.
As a point of reference, that exact same year, Michael Jordan was playing for the Bulls and averaged 35 points a game.
Yeah.
Both of those statements are equally ridiculous. This guy needs to shut up and get out of the way and just show up at the games and root on his sons and say, way to go. And that's it. I don't need anything else from you. You're going to be your son's manager.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to be every bit as bad as this.
I'm not going to be as bad as that. I'm going to be realistic. I could never have beaten Michael Jordan. I mean, maybe on a game of horse.
Yeah. See, there you go. You're already there. This guy, I got no time for this guy.
I agree. I mean, the guy is insane. Do you think he's really delusional or is he crazy like a fox? Like, you go out and you put a $1 billion mark out there and someone comes back with $100 million over 10 years and like, eh.
Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. First of all, I think he's really delusional. I saw this like ESPN SportsCenter special on him.
Yeah.
And it was like him and his sons. He's fully delusional. He absolutely is. Secondly, his sons aren't that good that they demand it. You know, like Lonzo Ball is a very good basketball player, but he's not LeBron James.
No.
And so it's not – I think – shoe companies are going to say, like, why would I give that guy that much money when I could give somebody else who's equally as good a, like, 1% of that?
Well, some guys are bigger than what they are. Like, Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
He was an okay player.
I understand, but he had the Asian connection. Lonzo Ball has no connection other than his dad is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy people out there. Maybe he representing all the craze. All the cray craze.
No.
He's totally cray.
I think it could totally backfire on him, actually. I think collectively all the shoe companies could be like, you know what? Then we won't sign you. Yeah. And he'll end up signing with like some Walmart brand of shoe or something like that and pretend like it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But not even get it.
Just start his own shoe company.
Yeah, if you're so great, start your own shoe company and make all the money yourself.
Yeah.
This guy.
I agree. The guy's delusional. He's a crackpot. But hopefully I'm not that.
Hopefully not.
We'll see. I don't know. There's nothing else to say about it. I don't know. You know, my kids are like 6 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
So they're not there yet.
Okay. Well, that's all we got for this week. Is there a song being played in the background right now?
Yeah. I love it.
It's like...
Da, da, da,
it's
da,
got...
Da,
no.
Da, 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 da.
You were doing the Ohio State song.
For a second I wasn't. I switched it up, yeah.
Now it's just some random tune.
Yeah.
I like it, whatever it is. It's got a beat.
And I can bug out to it.
On our last episode, the March Madness special, I'd like people to write in if they know what that song is, what that song is from.
Yeah. It's...
Shoeless Joe did it on the episode.
Mike Tyson's Punch House.
From Mike Tyson's Punch House.
Iconic.
Yeah. This is, maybe for some people, it might be iconic.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.